Welcome to the forum on your Tally Broadcasting Stations. I'm David Jenkins. Right now, I am pleased to be joined by Montgomery County Sheriff Rick Robbins. Sheriff, thank you so much for joining me today. How are you?
Very well, and the sun is out.
Finally.
Yes, sir.
Maybe we can put 2 and 3 days together where it's like this.
That would be fabulous.
I'm glad to have you in. I've received some notifications from you as well as the Illinois Sheriff's Association, as well as Sheriff Bruce Kettlecamp, the Christian County Sheriff, talking a little bit about the cannabis bill that has been passed in both the House and the Senate now, just awaits Governor J.B. Pritzker's signature. I know there are some concerns from the law enforcement side of that. Is that accurate?
That is absolutely accurate. It is something multiple states now have a recreational cannabis law in place. And if you go back to look at many of those states, they are having issues with this. And I was hoping Illinois legislation would have slowed down a little bit to try to correct some of those issues. And for law enforcement, the traffic accidents have increased in other states, which we can foresee here also, along with a lot of issues of how the transportation of the cannabis that is legal versus the illegal cannabis. I believe a lot of good people will follow the new laws if they're going to purchase and utilize cannabis. But a lot of the people that are not adhering to the state law of it not being legal now will continue the same way.
It's also, I've often found it weird because it's been legal in some states for some time now. It's now going to be legal in Illinois should Governor Pritzker sign the bill. But it's kind of weird because while it may be legal in the state, it's still illegal federally. That's just kind of weird.
That would be for years now with California. You know, that's a big issue, I still believe, because really it's a controlled substance schedule 1, which is the worst of the schedules on a federal scheduling per se. So they have cannabis as being as one of the most worst because at that time there was no medical purposes. And on and on.
One of the questions I had for you about it is, I know there are some, I guess, average citizens, you could say, who are concerned maybe with somebody who might be driving while, I don't know if there's a better way to phrase it, but driving while the effects of marijuana are still on them. Is there a way to accurately test for marijuana along the roadside, or how does that work?
There is. Well, not on the roadside. Okay. We will, just like today, but it's going to be a bigger issue when it's legal, of what point is illegal. And I don't know if the 680-page new bill presented to the governor has that in it. I haven't muddied through all that. But we have to take someone to the hospital for a blood test. And then a lot of places don't have the access for the nanograms of the to tell if they're under the influence. And I don't even know what that actually is at this point, since we're kind of new into this. So it's a much longer process. And then I'll go into the employers. There is allegedly a no cannabis policy you can put in place for an employer. I don't know how long that would last. Cannabis THC will stay in your system up to 30 days. So it's going to be difficult to regulate for not just law enforcement, but it's going to be for employers and then workman's comp if someone gets hurt. There's a whole insurance issue to the side of this. I mean, there is just so much stuff. And one other point real quick. How many billions of dollars have we spent attempting to get Americans to stop smoking? And now we're saying we want you to smoke. Unbelievable to me. Whereas the cannabis, the medical marijuana, there's a lot of other options. Lollipops have THCs, there's gummy bears, there's food products where you can consume them without smoking. Why not maybe entertain that instead of throwing smoking back into it's okay?
Sure, absolutely. No, you bring up a really good point. Do you know, will you have to undergo some sort of training in all this to kind of learn how to, I mean, it's hard to say because you're already a sheriff, but this is something that's so new that we haven't dealt with before. Will there be a whole training process about how to check for all these things?
There is a special training out there now, a DRE, drug recognition, and we could foresee sending more law enforcement officers to some type of training of that to be able to detect which drug people are on. That's an expensive, I don't even know how long the training is, but that's something we're going to have to look into.
Before we move on from the cannabis issue, I do want to bring up the Sheriff's Association released a statement, and in it they cited that studies have indicated that fatal cannabis-related traffic accidents increase as much as 31 to 174% in states that have legalized recreational marijuana. So obviously, it makes your job a little bit more challenging.
Absolutely. And then for rural areas like ourselves and Macoupin and Christian counties, that we don't have a plethora of law enforcement out there. So if we do come across intoxicated subject driving and we have to take them to the hospital, that deputy or police officer is off the road for considerable more time.
Right.
And then if you get to the ER room and they're busy, as we've all been through, and you're there for hours, that deputy or officer is consumed by this one case or one investigation. But we will have to do it, and we will.
Speaking with Montgomery County Sheriff Rick Robbins, we're talking a little bit about the marijuana legalization. Was there anything else you wanted to mention about this subject before we move on?
Not necessarily. Please, if you are going to
partake
with the new law, please research it also, right along with law enforcement, because we are going to enforce this law to the aspect of, if you don't do it correctly, you're still going to be arrested.
Sure.
You're still going to jail if you do not follow this.
And I haven't read the bill in its entirety. I don't know what it says about still how much you're allowed to have, if there's any amount, or if you're...
It's 30 grams or less.
30 grams or less.
But, you know, once you leave, just like alcohol, you can't have it open while you're in the vehicle. You're supposed to... You can't smoke cannabis in the public areas. There's a lot to this that everyone's going to have to adhere to. Some places in Colorado has the same laws, but they're letting them smoke walking down the street. Mm. That will not happen here.
Something else we want to talk about, we touched on it a little bit with the weather being nicer.
Yes, sir.
We're finally getting some sunny days here, but you wanted to touch on the farming that's going on.
Yes, of course. Now farmers are anxiously waiting and have been for months now to get those crops in. And please be careful on the roadways. I know I spoke about this for years, every year pretty much, some aspect of it. But be cautious. And I caution both sides. I caution the travelers that's in a small vehicle just traveling down the road. Be patient. These vehicles are not fast. They're huge. You have to be patient. And when we get in a hurry, that's when our accidents occur. When the tractors and implements are turning right, they'll swing out left into the other lane. So be cautious with that. And then debris falling from the equipment when it comes out of a field, a clump of mud, rock, you know, whatever is on it, especially the mud, because there's still some mud out there. Mm-hmm. And, it, you know, damage your vehicle, bounce up, you swerve from it and have an accident. And then I also want to caution the farmers. You have to be patient also. And when there's a line of 50 cars behind you, you might be courteous enough to pull over where you find somewhere safe and let some of those vehicles around you. So it goes both ways here, but just be cautious.
Right. And I've noticed, it seems like living here for a long time, you obviously know all about the farm people and the farmers driving around in their slow-moving vehicles. But it seems a lot here lately, because there's such a small window to get work done, it seems like there's more at one time on the road.
Absolutely. The bigger farmers that have the thousands of acres and stuff like that, you know, they're busy. I mean,
yeah.
they're almost 24/7 operations during that season of planting and harvesting, where it was spread out a little bit more. Now, this year especially, with the small time frame that they have, they're going to be out there hard, and understandable, and we wish them the best luck during the planting season, but everyone just be safe.
Absolutely. So again, be safe, because we don't need any more accidents or anything like that. It can be a dangerous time on the roadways with these slow moving vehicles, so people really need to pay attention out there. Another thing we want to talk about, you've expanded your department a little bit, or maybe not expanded, but you're filling empty positions, I should say.
That is correct. We've had some retirements, we've had some personnel at the sheriff's office resigned to go other career paths or whatever else. Mm-hmm. But excited to say we've just about caught back up. So Bruce Sanford and I and our chief deputy and Captain Kevin Nisley with our jail command have been busy interviewing, testing, and it's a long process for one employee. But we actually have five new patrol deputies that we have hired, and the last one will begin next week. We have one that we had to send to a police academy, which is now 14 weeks compared to nine or 10, I can't even remember, when I started. And then we have two new telecommunicators, dispatchers, that will have to be trained, but we have them hired, and one of them has already started, and then another one starts next week also. And then two correctional officers have been hired. So we got a pretty large turnover, and it's kind of always happens in law enforcement age. Seems like we always hire at the same time, and then that age starts creeping up on you,
sure.
And then they leave, and you can't get out of that process right. Once you're in it.
Well, it's got to be gratifying to finally feel like you're catching up now.
Very, because that seems like all we have been doing consistently, and when you're that short, you can't really do what you would like to do.
Right.
So we're trying to just fill in the holes as much as we can. And unfortunately, our budget will be not so great this year due to training and new equipment for each individual, new uniforms. So it's an expensive process also.
Absolutely. That's Montgomery County Sheriff Rick Robbins joining me here today on the Tally Broadcasting Stations. Sheriff, was there anything else you wanted to mention before we let you go?
Not necessarily, but thank you very much for having me.
No problem. We'll talk to you again fairly soon, I imagine.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
And that's going to do it for this edition of The Forum. Be sure to tune in next time. But until then, this is David Jenkins saying so long.